than just an adjective. It is an attribute. To our friends, to ourselves. Faithfulness being part of our inner. Because. Amen. So we're. And infidelity were hailed as virtues. If you read the newspaper and you just, the news, infidelity, part of society, they're virtues today. You keep our commitments. Commitment. We'll try something new. How's that? Much better. As I said before, I can remember even when I was growing up that commitments were a handshake and commitments were kept. And if they weren't kept, it was a serious offense. Today, I don't even know if most of the children even know how to spell commitment. Probably us as adults either, for that matter. But it is a violation of the character of our Creator. God is all about commitment. God is all about covenant. He wants that for his children. And I really believe that it is a violation of God's character when we don't keep our word, when we don't keep our commitments, no matter how big or no matter how small. Faithfulness isn't something that's old-fashioned virtue or moral precept. It's just not a moral precept. It is the core of what we would label as integrity, sincerity, dependability, and trustworthiness. I'm going to say that again. Integrity, sincerity, dependability, and trustworthiness. It's an attribute of the God of heaven. And without the faithfulness of God, for example, the universe would be erratic and unpredictable. Think about it. If God wasn't faithful, this earth would spin off its axis. The universe would be unpredictable. Science wouldn't be science. There'd be no absolutes. Who do you think made those absolutes? The scientists don't know everything. They think they do. But God gave us scientists. He gave us all these people. Colossians 1:17. God, He is before all things. And in Him, all things hold together. We're not talking about super glue with some of the things that are on the stage here. We're talking about the universe. God holds all things together. Humanity. Everything that has to do with the cosmos. All of creation. God holds together. Just because of who He is. Our God can be eternally trusted. He never forgets. He never falters. And yes, He never fails. He always keeps His word, and there's no possibility of His changing. And this may sound crazy, but you need to hear this. He always keeps His word, He never falters, He never fails, and there's no possibility of Him changing. Now, some of you might say, well, Moses changed the heart of God. Well, the only changing God's going to do is for His greater glory. To see someone come to repentance, to see someone come into a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we see that, if He changes, He's only changing because He's taking away judgment and He's bringing in what? Salvation. Salvation. And that's an awesome thing. He is unaffected by desire. He's unaffected by fear, weakness, loss of interest, or outside influence. Again, I want you to just meditate for a minute. God is unaffected by desire. He doesn't have to have a desire that has to be fulfilled. He's unaffected by fear. Weakness means nothing to him. Loss of interest. How could anything be a loss of interest to God? You especially. Each one of you. And any outside influence. There's no influence that could influence God. He's uninfluencable. Because he's the entirety of influence. He's full of wisdom. It's just like what we said when we began the service today. If you read through all those attributes, I can't describe how awesome God is. Numbers 23:19. God's not a man that he should lie. He's not a son of man that he should repent. Has he ever said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? God is absolute. Psalm 119:90. Your faithfulness continues throughout all generations, not just ours, but for all time past and eternity. You establish the earth. And here's one of those basics. My son and I would laugh all the time because in Proverbs, the wisdom of Solomon said, wherever a tree falleth, there it lies. Hey, that's wise, right? And that's actually in Proverbs. Wherever a tree falleth, there it lies. Well, you establish the earth and there it stands. It's immovable, except by the voice of God. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases, for his compassions never fail. There's a word there that's key. It says never. Never cease and never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Hebrew word Jeremiah used for faithfulness is the term amon, which means so be it or amen. It is the word from which we get our word amen. God is the amen of every one of his promises. If he said it, you can bank on it. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For as many as are the promises of God in him, they are yes. Therefore, also through him is our amen. To the glory of God through us. Leave that up there for a minute. In other words, God makes a promise, and it's always yes. And our response as his created beings, made in his image, should always be, that's right. Never wrong. That's right. That's how absolute and how faithful God is. He never changes. Wow. Joshua 23:14. Now behold, today I am going the way of all the earth. And you know in all of the hearts and in all of your souls that not one word of all the good words which the Lord your God spoke concerning you has ever failed. All have been fulfilled. For you, not one of them has failed. Nothing ever changes, folks. What was good for Moses and the people in the Old Testament is good for us. God's word never fails. He is unchanging. It's something that you should take great comfort in today. The faithfulness of God is his determination to do as he has said, always without variance. Deuteronomy 7:9. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments. We do have a role to play, folks. God is faithful and will keep his word to us. He says these things, and then he says to us what? If, right? I will do this if you obey me. His promises are yea and amen to those who are faithful back to him. See, we're in partnership with God, and we forget that. Now, his promises that he makes alone, he'll always be faithful to. But there are promises that are conditional, and that does depend on our faithfulness. And that's why you're listening to this today. If he can be ever so faithful to control the universe and control our lives, can we not say yes and amen to the promises he makes to us? James 1:17. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. Folks, there's no shadows with God. You see him clearly. You see his promises clearly. So let's bring this teaching down to earth to see how it affects you. First, one, God's faithfulness frees us from the grip of worry. God's faithfulness frees us from the grip of worry. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. You don't have to worry. He's always going to be faithful. His promises, which cover every moment of our lives, are as certain as his character. Jesus' resurrection is the seal of God's power to guarantee his word to us. Jesus' resurrection is the seal of God's power to guarantee his word to us. The Bible ends with the ringing declaration. These words are faithful and true. Revelation 22:6. These words are faithful and true. Arthur Pink wrote this: to be full of care, to view our situation with dark forebodings, to anticipate tomorrow with sad anxiety, is to disregard the faithfulness of God. To be full of care, to view our situation with dark forebodings, to anticipate tomorrow with sad anxiety, is to disregard the faithfulness of God. Psalm 119, 89 and 90. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness continues through every generation. You established the earth, and it stands. There's a promise in the Bible for every situation you'll ever face, and none of God's promises will ever fail. That dispels worry, and it gives us a basis for freeing ourselves from the grip of anxiety. Worry and anxiety have no place for the person who trusts in the promises of God. Secondly, God's faithfulness assures us of answered prayer. Because God is faithful, we have confidence when we pray. Psalm 143:1. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. Answer me in your faithfulness, in your righteousness. Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. Folks, who's he writing to? Who's he writing to? This is just not great rhetoric. This is not just a book he decided to publish. He's writing individually to every single one of us he knew before the foundation of the world, that he'd never be changing, that he knows about your particular circumstances. He knew about Renee's dad. He knew about my knee. He knows about my wife's neck. He knows about your neck. He knows about every one of our situations. He's not hiding behind anywhere. He knows what's best. His promises are yea and amen. Thirdly, God's faithfulness protects us from evil. We often underestimate the spiritual danger around us. Jesus told us to request protection from the Father against the evil one. So Jesus himself tells us, evil lurks, but greater is he within us. Matthew 6:13. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. That's right. Amen. That's right. Amen. John 17:15. I do not ask you to take them out of the world. Jesus is leaving. Everybody's trembling. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do now? Jesus tells the Father, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I am asking to keep them from the evil one. You have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, who intercedes for you right now and keeps you from the evil one. That's why you're still here. That's why you have power. That's why you have authority. He never would have left us or forsaken us. He never would have left us without that authority and power. So he never took us out of the world. That's why you're still here. Folks, you're here with authority and power. Let's exercise. Let's exercise. Next scripture. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. What scripture was that one? I'm a little scattered here, so just bear with me. That was what? Yeah, that was good. Okay, 1 Corinthians then, 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you, but such is common to man. But God is, again, faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. Now, some of us don't think that sometimes. But with the temptation, will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to what? Endure it. He didn't tell you he was going to take you out of it. Endure it. So what comes to your mind whenever you hear about the faithfulness of God? Maybe at times your own unfaithfulness. Maybe. But even in this, I've got good news. 2 Timothy 2:13. If we are faithless, and sometimes we get that way. Come on, let's admit it, right? He remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. That is a great scripture. If you're a Jesus follower but feel defeated by your failures, join the club. Join the club. Let me remind you of something. God's faithfulness to you is not conditioned by your faithfulness to him. Oh, hallelujah. Think about that. God's faithfulness to you is not conditioned by your faithfulness to him. He is faithful to you no matter what. His faithfulness extends right into our failures. This is the word of the Lord. This should comfort you today, especially if you've been through something. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Psalm 103, 12 to 14. As far as the east is from the west, so far he's removed our transgressions from us. This is our promises. This is what God promises to us. Fourthly, God's faithfulness triggers our praise. God's faithfulness triggers our praise. Psalm 89, verses 1, 5, and 8. I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever. To all generations I'll make known your faithfulness with my mouth. The heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones. O Lord, God of hosts, who is like you, O mighty Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. Wow. Because God is faithful, we cannot help but praise him. When we discover the truth of God's steadfastness, faithfulness, we want to share it with others. Psalm 71:22. I will also praise you with a harp, even your truth, O my God. To you I will sing praises with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. God loves his people to praise him. Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. To declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night. And finally, God's faithfulness ensures us our tomorrow. I'm going to say that again. God's tomorrow with eternal optimism, for he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lamentations 3:21-23. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. Jeremiah did what every believer must do if we're going to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We stop listening to ourselves and we start talking to ourselves. We have to learn, even in the midst of life's most painful situations, to bring something to mind. We have to remind ourselves of God's unchanging, overarching, undergirding faithfulness. God is not faithful because we understand what he's doing. He is not faithful because our day started off well. God is faithful because he is God, and his nature is to be faithful. God's faithfulness trumps all our problems, all our tears, all our tragedies, and the very prospect of death itself. In summary, God's faithfulness frees us from the grip of worry. It assures us of answered prayer. It protects us from evil. It triggers our praise. It ensures us of our tomorrow. Folks, we worship a faithful God.